there's a game you can play in Oslo. See how many seconds it takes before you see an e-scooter. They're everywhere. On the pavements, on the tram lines, almost sitting at your table in the cafe. The Norwegian capital has the most e-scooters per person in the world.
You can get from point A to point B really quick. They're cheap.
You can pick them up, ride anywhere, and leave them anywhere. It's great.
Scooters are meant to reduce car trips in cities worldwide. In Oslo, it seems to be working.
Now, the whole point of this is you simply get your app, confirm the scooter, and then have a fast and environmentally friendly trip to your destination. But e-scooters haven't been getting an easy ride.
The city has now slashed the number of e-scooters from 26,000 to just 8,000.
There are way too many. They take up public space. For Oslo, it's both a blessing and a curse. It has been a lot of injuries, a lot of head injuries.
Not everyone's good on a scooter. In June, there were 421 injuries, more than half alcohol-influenced. In one emergency room, a third of patients were e-scooter cases. The operators have put limits on nighttime rides and have taken the city to court.
For people using e-scooters in Oslo, this new regulation is pretty much a ban on the total service. There are solutions. It's more parking spots, bike lanes. We need to take emissions down from transport, and e-scooters is a really good alternative to that.
Fellow operator Tia is also trying to fix things.
We get people hitting the scooters with baseball bats.
Vandalism is the least of its worries. The company has employed people to tidy up badly parked scooters, which is a common complaint worldwide. It's led to operators being charged big fees in neighbouring Sweden, where Paralympian Fatmir Seremeti's appeal for riders to think of those who are visually impaired has reached nearly a million people on social media.
People leave them all over the place, in the way, right in the middle of the sidewalk. The solution is education. Most comments I've had were from people saying, "Oh, I didn't realise it was a problem. Of course I won't do it again."
These appear to be mere growing pains for e-scooters, with no method of transport being entirely risk-free. Paul Rees, Al Jazeera, Oslo.